నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతీ నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతిదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 12 చాప్టర్ 3 ఎంటైటల్ యాజ్ ద భూమి గీత్. వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 14.
కథా ఇమాస్తే కథితా మహీయసాం వితాయ లోకేషు యశః పరేయుషాం విజ్ఞాన వైరాగ్య వివక్షయా విభో వచో విభూతిర్న తు పారమార్థ్యం. కథా ఇమాస్తే కథితా మహీయసాం వితాయ లోకేషు యశః పరేయుషాం విజ్ఞాన వైరాగ్య వివక్షయా విభో వచో విభూతిర్న తు పారమార్థ్యం. కథా ఇమాస్తే కథితా మహీయసాం विताय लोकेषु यशः परेयुषाम् विज्ञान वैराग्य विवक्षया विभो वचो विभूतिर्न तु पारमार्थ्यम् कथा विमास्ते कथिता महीयसाम् विताय लोकेषु यशः परेयुषाम् विज्ञान वैराग्य विवक्षया विभो वचो विभूतिम् नप्तु पारमार्थ्यम् कथा इमास्ते कथिता महीयसाम् विताय लोकेषु यशः परेयुषाम् विज्ञान वैराग्य विवक्षया विभो वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग कथाः द नरेशंस इमाः दीज ते अंटू यू कथिताः हैव बीन स्पोकन महीयसाम ऑफ ग्रेट किंग्स विताय स्प्रेडिंग लोकेशु थ्रू आउट ऑल द वर्ल्ड यशः देयर फेम परेयुषाम हु हैव डिपार्टेड विज्ञान ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज वैराग्य एंड रिनंसिएशन विवक्षया विद द डिजायर फॉर टीचिंग विभो ओ माइटी परीक्षित वचः ऑफ वर्ड्स विभूति ही द डेकोरेशन न नॉट टू बट पारमार्थ्यम ऑफ द मोस्ट इसेंशियल पर्पोट ट्रांसलेशन बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड ओ माइटी परीक्षित I have related to you the narrations of all these great kings who have spread their fame throughout the world and then departed. My real purpose was to teach transcendental knowledge and renunciation. Stories of kings lent power and opulence to these narrations but do not in themselves constitute the ultimate aspect of knowledge. Purport, since all the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam bring to reader to the perfection of transcendental knowledge. They all give supreme spiritual lessons, though apparently dealing with kings and other mundane subject matter. In relation with Krishna, all ordinary topics become transcendental narrations, with the power to bring the reader to the perfection of life. मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरो दीनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं परमानंदमाधवं असाधुना साधुतादैं अतिनीचोच्चतकर हनमुं चा कदाचिन प्रेमना मम कंठ व्यस्पुर हरे कृष्णा सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल वैष्णवस सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक फॉर माय ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड फॉर द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड इट्स अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग चैप्टर ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम वेयर भूमि देवी हु इज None other than the consort of Lord Vishnu. Lord Varaha, he rescued Mother Earth
And also, she is also consort of Varahadev. Also, she appeared in Krishna Lila as Satyabhama. She is an internal potency of Lord Krishna. And here, she is singing the song, Bhumi Geet. There are many songs in Srimad Bhagavatam. There is Aila Geet, the song sung by Pururava Maharaj, or Aila. There is a Bhikshu Geet, which is sung by Avanti Brahman. So there are so many songs in Srimad Bhagavatam. And also the topmost song sung by the gopis in the separation of Lord Krishna. Pranata Kamadam Padmajarchitam Dharani Mandanam Dheyamapadim. So in that separation, in the glorification of Lord Krishna and from separation from Him, gopis were saying that, O Lord Krishna, your lotus feet, they can fulfill all the desires, kamadam. To anyone who takes shelter of that. Not only these earthly beings. If they take shelter, they will get reed or they get fulfill their desires. They can fulfill their desires. But even Lord Brahma, He worships your lotus feet. Padmajar Chitam. Padmaja, one who is born from the lotus. The Brahmaji. He is worshipping your lotus feet. And these lotus feet have become a decoration for this dharti, this earth. Your lotus feet is a decoration for her. And one who is in distress, they can meditate on this lotus feet and get freed from that distress. So here gopis in separation, they are glorifying Krishna's lotus feet as an ornament. The lotus feet, the footprints of Lord Krishna has become the decoration for earth. And the same thing in first canto, when Mother Earth in the form of cow, when she was discussing with Dharma in the form of a bull, she also expressed the same thing that Brahmadayo bahutitam yadapanga moksha kamastapas samacharan bhagavat prapanna sashri sovasam aravindavanam vihaya yat pada sobhagamalam bhajate nurakta tasyaham abja kulikshang kushaketu ketai Srimad Padair Bhagavata Samalankritangi Trina Atyarocha Upalabhyatato Vibhutim Lokansamama Vishrijat Utsamat Itim Tadante. So, she was saying that the Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by demigods like Brahma, and for whom they surrender many a days unto the personality of Godhead, gave up her own abode. Lakshmiji gave up her own abode to serve these lotus feet and engage in the service of the Lord. I was endowed, Dharti Devi is saying, that I was endowed with specific powers to supersede the fortune of all three planetary systems by being decorated with the impressions of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod, goat, and lotus flower.
which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. So, Bhumi Devi is also feeling separation from the Lord. Being the internal potency of the Lord, she is also, as I explained, she is also a consort of the Lord. So, she cannot tolerate, as we know that she is the personification of tolerance. And in one of the purport, Prabhupada writes how demoniac people or having demoniac mentality, how they exploit earth. But still, earth tolerates. So many things we do. We pass stool, we pass urine. Still, she tolerates. And we were taught in our childhood that as soon as you get up, before you step onto the earth, you should recite, you should offer obeisances to earth. Parvate chastana mandale Vishnu patni namastubhyam padaparsham samashmame. That we see earth, the Vedic civilization see earth as a personification, as a mother. She is one of the mother. And while touching the feet, one should be conscious. And sometimes we, in a rage or in a anger, we hit the earth. Isn't it? So such behavior is not accepted. Even on such a level, what to speak of exploiting? Trying to enjoy resources for our own sense gratification. So she cannot tolerate, she can tolerate all such things, but she cannot tolerate one thing, that is separation from Krishna. And this purport in first canto, Prabhupada writes there that actually all the queens of Lord Krishna, sometime or other, they felt separation from Krishna. Because Krishna would go to the Hastinapur, he would go to some other places, Videha, sometimes he went to Janakpuri to meet his devotees and to fight battles. So during that time, Krishna had a separation from his beloved queens. When Krishna came from Vrindavan to Mathura and Dwarka, gopis felt separation. Prabhupada writes there that, but Bhumi Devi was so fortunate. Wherever Krishna went, she had a fortune to have association with the Lord. She never felt separated from Krishna, whether he was in Vrindavan, whether he was on battlefield fighting with, he was in Hastinapur, whether he is in Dwarka. She never felt separation from Krishna. But her separation here, which she was expressing, was intense. Because now, Lord has left this abode. And she is feeling unfortunate now. So, whatever she has spoken till now in this Gita, that in this Bhumi Gita, in this chapter, she was explaining how different people, different conquerors, emperors, they came and they conquered her. And she is laughing that all such great people, they came, they ruled me for some time and they left. Of course, she is also mentioning the great sages and great saintly rishis, Rajarshis. Rajarshis, they ruled on behalf of Krishna. For giving pleasure to Krishna or establishing his supremacy. And demoniac king, when they ruled, they tried to establish their own supremacy, separated from Lord Krishna. So that also she is ready to take up. But what she could not take up, that the separation from Krishna. And that separation from Krishna, and everyone, the devotees of the Lord, they do feel separation from Krishna. So what is the remedy? The remedy is Srimad Bhagavatam. So there is a nice story about how all the queens, after when Krishna left this planet, they were also in separation from Krishna. And Arjuna had brought them to the Braja. All the queens were in were residing in Braja, in Vrindavan Dham, after Krishna departed. As they were staying, they were also feeling separation. And one day they saw Kalindi was in a blissful condition. She was very happy. So they inquired from Kalindi that, we all are feeling separation from Krishna. Why are you not feeling? Miss, what is the cause of your bliss? Are you not feeling separation from Krishna? We see you in such a blissful condition. You are so happy. You are dancing. So that time, Kalindi Devi, who is none other than Yamuna, she told them that she was talking about Radharani. Radharani's glorification she was doing, that when somebody is engaged in the service or in connection in the service of Srimati Radharani, who is embodiment of love, who is not separate from Krishna, he is she and she is he. That Krishna is Radharani and Radharani is Krishna. So I have engaged myself in the service of that Radharani. And that Radharani is engaged in Krishna service. Therefore, she can offer connection with Krishna. And we all are, she was addressing all the wives of Krishna, we are also incarnate, we are also expansion of that Radharani. And therefore we could serve Krishna. And we could experience bliss in connection with Krishna. Because now he has left this place, this mortal world, in his separation you are unaware of his connection. Similarly, gopis also were feeling separation when Akrura came and took Krishna away. They were also feeling the same kind of separation. And that I witnessed that separation. How they were lamenting, crying for Krishna. And they had also forgotten that how they are connected to Krishna. So, Uddhavji came, and when he narrated Bhagavatam to the gopis, so all of them immediately felt Krishna's presence. And they were relieved from their separation from Krishna. So, I am also trying, I am also remembering whatever Uddhava has said, and therefore I feel connected with Krishna, and therefore I am feeling that bliss. I am not feeling separation from Krishna. So my advice to you all is that some or other, if you get Uddhavji's association and hear Bhagavatam from him, you will feel Krishna's presence immediately. Your separation, the pangs of separation, will immediately get destroyed. So, all the queens were ready, and Bajrana, who was staying with all the queens over there, and also, interestingly, Parikshit Maharaj was also there. So, they all went to Kusum Sarovar. Close to that is Narada Kunda also, and so they all were, because they were knowing that Uddhavji is present there in the Gulmalata in the form of creepers. So they were trying to invoke the Uddhavji's presence over there. And they were chanting, they were doing Sankirtan. And as they did, tumultuous Sankirtan with their such a artanad, you know, Uddhavji appeared. And the story goes ahead. Uddhavji, by seeing Parikshit Maharaj, he also becomes very happy. And he tells Parikshit Maharaj that now the age of Kali has come. And all such demoniac, miscreant people are taking over the earth. Now, I will start Bhagavatam Katha and will give happiness and the bliss to the consorts of Lord Krishna. But for you, I have a service. You go on and subdued this Kali, who is trying to conquer whole earth. So then Parikshit Maharaj said, I also want to hear Bhagavatam. I am also feeling separation from Krishna. It's not that I am not feeling separation. So that time, Uddhavji assured Parikshit Maharaj that you engage in this service because it is important to subdue Kali. You kindly conquer it, and Lord has arranged Shukdev Goswami to speak Bhagavatam to you. And through you, this world will get Bhagavatam. So now, you go on and conquer Kali. I will relate Bhagavatam to all these queens. So he related, and definitely all the queens of Krishna, they experienced Krishna's presence and they went back to the spiritual world. Meanwhile, Parikshit Maharaj went on conquering whole territory and also subduing Kali. And this happens, and now here we see in this in this text, means almost like this is the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukdev Goswami is saying all this narrations of kings and their power, I have related, I have spoken only to invoke vijnana, transcendental knowledge, and renunciation in your heart. So whatever is being spoken in this Bhagavatam is not mundane, but it is transcendental. Whether it is a story of Yayati Maharaj, whether it is a story of Pururava Maharaj, whether it is a story of Mandhata, whether it is any story, Dhruva Maharaj, Maharaj Chitraketu, the culmination of all these stories is their connection with Krishna. They conquered the whole world, but at the same time, they achieved the perfection of life. So here, Shukdev Goswami is calling Parikshit Maharaj Vibho. O mighty armed one. O mighty Parikshit. Interesting. Now, Parikshit Maharaj is cursed to die within 7 days. So, and no might, means of course he had that power, he could have undo that curse. But now, Shukdev Goswami is hinting Parikshit Maharaj, you have subdued Kali, you have conquered whole world. Now, with the same might, conquered that spiritual world, that pure devotion to the Lord, acquire that pure devotion. Now, you have done your duties over here. Now, achieve the perfection of life. And to achieve that perfection, I have spoken all these stories. They have done it. Now, it is your chance to do it. And that is what Bhagavatam is offering to all of us. What is that offering? That wherever we are situated, from that place, from that condition, remaining in that situation, we can achieve perfection. And that is what the expertise of Shukdev Goswami. And this is what the preaching is all about. Preaching basically means comforting the afflicted. The person who is afflicted, to them, comfort should be given. Not to afflict more. The one who is already in distress, you should not increase his distress by giving the philosophy. You have to comfort. And another aspect of preaching is comforting or distressing, afflicting one who is comforted. One who is feeling, oh, everything is bliss, everything is happy thing over here. For them, afflicting is important. And that is what Prabhupada always did. He told Americans and all the students in America that you all have wealth, you have prosperity, you have strength, bodily strength. You are feeling happiness. But how long it will last? Temporary, it will go away. So do not remain in this illusion that everything will be happy, happy, happy and blissful. Your prosperity will remain forever. No. And one time, Amrish Prabhu, he came to Prabhupada. And everyone was very much impressed because he was the son of such a great Henry Ford. Means he was in his lineage. So everyone was impressed and everyone was in awe and reverence that such a great person has joined movement. But Prabhupada was least impressed when he came first time to meet Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked him one simple question. Oh, you are the son of, you are a great grandson of Henry Ford. Now, tell me where is Henry Ford now? Gone. And Amrish Prabhu, he says that this is the one thing which attracted me to Prabhupada. That he was not impressed with what background I had. But he gave us the truth. So here, Parikshit Maharaj was also in a distressing condition. Means in one way, he had got cursed and that he wanted now to serve the Lord. So all this narration, Shukdev Goswami told him, where he felt encouraged that, yes, that Lord can be achieved. Even in this condition, when he spoke the story of Katvanga Maharaj, that at the last moment he remembered Krishna and achieved Krishna. So much inspiring that now you have 7 days. And also in another aspect, we can see that the connection, I was also talking about connection. Most of the time, we have a discrimination about spiritual life and material life based on actions we perform. For example, like, of course, this is very superficial in one sense that, okay, somebody comes to temple, somebody chants, somebody is performing such activities coming in temple. That we think, okay, that definitely that is also a spiritual part on a spiritual actions. And some people who go to job, who perform different activities outside the world, that is demarcation. We say, oh, that is the material activities, isn't it? These are the mundane activities. People go to office, people go to different places for their works and all this thing. So those who come to temple, that is spiritual activity, and those who work outside or those who are going to offices, that is considered material. That is one level of understanding. But what is exactly the Krishna consciousness is that even seeing connection with Krishna in material activities, that is also spiritual. And that is what Lord Krishna spoke in Chatushloki Bhagavatam, that Rite artham yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tada vidyada atmano maya yatha bhaso tatha tama. That anything which is in, if anybody is seeing in connection with Krishna, that even material things become spiritual. And even if somebody is doing spiritual activity, somebody is touching the lotus feet of the Lord, but he has he is not able to feel that connection. Such spiritual activity is also material activity. He is not able to connect himself with Krishna, although touching the lotus feet of Krishna. Then such activities are considered material activities. There is no feeling at all. So this is a very deeper understanding that even in while working outside, somebody can connect to Krishna, and even speaking Krishna Katha, somebody might not connect to Krishna because of his own personal intentions. So intentions, that is what matters. It's not about activities itself, action itself. So all these kings, they might have performed activities which seemingly are materialistic activity, isn't it? Priyavrat Maharaj, he divided whole kingdom into 7 parts and he offered it to his own sons. He was engaged in different kinds of activities which are kind of mundane. But at the end result we see that he is one of the dear servant of the Lord. He has achieved spiritual world. So achieving spiritual world is also possible when somebody performs material activity but seek connection with Krishna. That seeing connection is very important. Because we fail in seeing connection with Krishna, or we are weak in seeing that our connecting with Krishna through material whatever activities, if some grahini or some household lady, she is able to see connection through whatever work, whatever activity she is performing, she is perfectly Krishna conscious. So Sukhdev Goswami, while narrating, seeing the condition of Parikshit Maharaj, so he did not if you see, most of the stories in Bhagavatam is about kings. Because the Shrota was a king. So when Uddhavji spoke Bhagavatam to all the queens of Dwarka, he might not have spoken all the stories of kings. So that dynamism is there. So Bhagavatam is not just it is not just a constraint in one place or one thought process. No, it has a broad concept where everyone can connect and achieve perfection. So just think, of course, Parikshit Maharaj was there when all the queens of Dwarka were there. So he might not have, he would not have heard all these stories, whatever has been spoken. Uddhavji might have related that Bhagavatam to queens in different way. But here, the things were quite intense for him now. And accordingly, Shukdev Goswami, that sensitivity was presented. So Bhagavatam, speaking Bhagavatam is all about sensitivity. Sensitivity of the Shrota, means sensitivity towards Shrota and the sensitivity of the speaker. So while speaking Bhagavatam, where one is supposed to be comforting afflicted, we can even increase their affliction. Because we are weak in understanding Krishna. We are weak in connecting with Krishna. We see connection only one way. Okay, this is the only connection with Krishna. But that is not what Shukdev Goswami is teaching over here. And that is the main message given through this verse, that all ordinary topics become transcendental narration with the power to bring the reader to the perfection of life. So we have to understand Bhagavatam. That is our responsibility also. That to understand Bhagavatam in a very, very authentic way, which has been represented by Shukdev Goswami. Also, here it has been discussed that how one can absorb if somebody is performing so-called mundane activities. So somebody might ask that how one can absorb while working in offices, while serving in household, how one can absorb. That has been also discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. So devotee's absorption in activity is not that they divide things in a two part. That okay, this is what Krishna consciousness and this is what mundane activities. No, whatever they do, they bring Krishna in that. So it is said that, I was hearing that when Prabhupada came to India, he taught his disciples very, very simple things, which could be like mundane. How to spread a bed sheet, how to tuck the bed sheet, how to clean the temple. It's all these cleaning activities, all these different activities. He taught them. So he could have said, okay, no, sit and chant. That is the only thing. No. As per the time, place, circumstances, he taught them, and not the things which are required to be done, and also while doing that thing, how to absorb yourself in Krishna. So that is the beauty of a teacher. So Haigriva Prabhu, he writes that we were impressed that seeing Prabhupada's, Swamiji's vast knowledge of scriptures. We were very much impressed. But we were much more delighted
and happy when we saw that Swamiji is cooking so elaborately. And his cooking expertise was as elaborate as his cooking. Means it was not just an event and he just gave a chog and did all this. No. Each and every activity of cooking was to the perfection. So that gave them delight, you know, that gave them happiness. And they were much more attracted to Prabhupada. So the activity, whatever he performed, that also attracted the devotees. A simple thing, throwing a seed. You know, we have heard that story. That seeing that activity itself, that people became devotee. So one who is absorbed in Krishna, and yesterday Radhika Vallabha was talking about Radharani. Radharani, wherever she sees Krishna, and Krishna Mayi. So devotee, when he has a strong connection with Krishna, so even seemingly mundane activities, he can not only absorb himself, but also can attract others' attention to Krishna. And this is what we all have to learn, that while performing our even mundane activities, let us remember, absorb ourselves Krishna. See that activity is in connection with Krishna. And when we see that activity in connection with Krishna, that activity itself becomes transcendental. It might look mundane, but ultimately, because it is establishing. See, if we see things disconnected from the end result, then we might see certain things as mundane. If you just remove the Priyavrata Maharaja's end, achieving his perfection of Goloka or spiritual world, his activities is definitely mundane activities. We will not be able to fathom that how come his duty. That happens with Vritrasuru. All his activities in other scriptures, his devotion, his absorption is not spoken. And therefore, Vritrasura is considered enemy of Indra. But Bhagavatam reveals his absorption and his intention. So immediately, we could connect, all his activities is in connection with Krishna. So we all have to learn. We all have to learn that connection, to see that connection, apply that connection in our own life and perfect our life. So that broadness is been offered. We can experience Krishna anywhere and everywhere. Even in tamoguna, people experience Krishna. Even in passion, they experience Krishna. And in goodness, they experience Krishna. Only thing they don't know. A drunkard is experiencing Krishna through drinking wine. The taste of, you know, Krishna says, I am the taste of water. Prabhupada also said in one class that if drunkard think that he is tasting Krishna, he can gradually become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Not that drinking will make him Krishna conscious, but that thought, seeing that wine in connection with Krishna, can make you advance. So that connection, we all have to learn. And that connection will definitely give us perfection of our practices of Krishna consciousness. So I would like to stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे. हरि हरि बोल.